This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's Friday. You know what that means. What you drinking and what you thinking. Hour number four of the G-Bag Nation as we are live here at Pickler Universe in Carrollton. Come on out. And they're also auctioning off an opportunity here on your home of Dallas Cowboys football. Pickler Universe, you can have a chance to win a couple of tickets to a Cowboys home game in a newly remodeled private suite. They've got that going on here, so you can go ahead and enter to win that here at Pickler Universe. They've also got the MLB Dallas tournament that's going on July 24th to the 27th. You can access the Platinum Lounge here at Pickler Universe upstairs. It's absolutely incredible. Head out to www.picklerUniverse.com for more information there. Stella Artois is out here giving away free coldies. It's a glorious, glorious day. Zach Wolchuk, Brian Broaddus, Eric Chiafalo, and you. We got Lucius Alexander back in master control. Carter Freeman coordinating the vids. And then, hey, we got Eric Nadell, the Hall of Famer. He's coming up on the other side. But let's do a little what you drinking and what you thinking, fellas. I've been sipping on some high-quality H2O.
Eyeballing that Stella.
I have an eyeball on the Stella. I'm just kind of waiting. I'm biding my time. And you know what I'm thinking? My gosh. I do think the Rangers are actually going to get a sweep this weekend. Call me freaking crazy. Call me crazy.
He's
boys.
Back, ladies and gentlemen.
Call me crazy. I think Lance McCullers Jr. is ass, my dude.
Yeah.
I think he's going to get lit up tonight. Mm-hmm. And the Framber Valdez scares me a little bit. He's had a lot of success against the Rangers in the past. But then they got to him in 2023. Jacob deGrom, I think, might be able to have an absolute gem tomorrow, bouncing back from his previous tough outing. He's not wanting to go into the break with a bad taste in his mouth.
Agreed.
I'm thinking they got some advantages on Saturday and Sunday on the bump. Let's go in there and show them, hey, I know you're having a hell of a season, and you're probably still going to win the division. But this weekend, it's our time.
I like where your head's at there, Wolchuk. The positivity is back.
It's a Friday.
It is, man. It is. Taking ownership of the flip-flop general role.
Yeah,
I
trying.
See here on a Friday.
Hey.
But you flopped in the right direction. I'm with you 100%. Broaddus, what are you drinking?
I'll tell you what, Stella's always a key member of our visits out here at the Pickler. But I'll say that what I'm thinking is, if you guys noticed, early in the game, my trip and fall, it brought a change out here. It brought a change.
We got the yellow caution tape up here now.
Yeah, they put tape down.
Yeah, they did put tape down.
Put tape down. Maybe they heard us on the radio talk about me taking a header down the road.
Uh-oh.
And all of a sudden, there were some people like, hey, this Pickler place could be named after you. This could be your venue. I'm saying, nope, not that kind of guy. I'm just kind of clumsy. But now I'm really happy to say that my right knee has got a bruise on it, but we now have yellow caution tape on the edges of the lips of the thing. So my personal discomfort has led to change.
Yeah.
And I'm happy about that.
Yeah, that was a necessary change. There's no question about it. I'm drinking some ice-cold Stella Artois here live from the Pickler Universe in Carrollton. And I'm thinking about, just a friendly reminder, this is really just a PSA. Today is July 11th.
Yeah, it's 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven Slurpees. Just go capitalize. That's really all I got for you.
You get the free small one? My son used to do that all the time.
Yeah,
go
I
get
think
a
so.
Free small one?
Yeah, big time free. That's right. Really what
Never
matters
remind
here.
Him.
Yeah.
Go ahead and
Nothing's
tear that
better
up.
Than free.
All right, back in the Pimp Cup. Lucius, drinking, thinking.
Yeah, water. I've had a gallon of water today, pretty much here.
There you go.
Yeah, doing good, man. Feeling rice, nice and hydrated. Been holding my pee for about an hour and a half, though.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Because you guys had Sandler on. I was like, oh, that phone is kind of shaky. I could pee right now, but then the jump.
I'm so sorry.
And then it's this segment right here, so I'm holding that joint. You know what I mean?
Do you want us to just, like, filibuster while you go and come back real quick?
Nah, I don't want to risk it all. But, yeah, I've had a gallon of water, and I'm holding it in my body right now. And I'm thinking about sliding by Mike's Chicken.
Oh, wow.
After work. It's got some really good crispy chicken over there, some Mike's Chicken, so I can watch the Katie Taylor and Serrano fight.
Yeah.
That weigh-in was impressive.
Yeah, it was. Watch for that head bob right there. Mm-hmm. But and Alicia Bumgarner's on the undercard.
Yeah.
Old girl from Oak Cliff.
Her weigh-in was good, too.
Yeah, the little outfit she had on during the weigh-in was amazing. Chef's kiss. Yeah. And I think old girl from Oak Cliff's about to like fight in about 50 minutes.
Oh, really? That's
yeah.
Here we go.
So I got to get that popping. That's about it, bro.
Love it. Well, I do have a question. How are the sunflower seeds treating you today, Lucius?
Gravy. Like, sunflower seeds are so amazing. They have to be bad for you, right?
Yeah.
Is all the salt bad for you?
The salt's got to be bad. The salt.
Probably a little too much
so
sodium.
So good, bro.
But that's also why you're drinking so much water.
I drink a lot of water, but man, these sunflower seeds are amazing. I cannot stop eating them. Davis, they got me on box.
Let's get to the phones, 877-881-1053. Where are we starting, L.A.?
All right, let's go to Michael and Allen. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, Michael?
What's going on, gentlemen? I just took a shot of Maker's Mark, and I'm chasing it down with an ice-cold Miller Lite.
Good call.
And what I'm thinking is I got two things for you. I got a what would you do, all right. And then I got a what if scenario. So, or would you rather? So, would you rather the Rangers have a great first half of the season, push it into August, and then fizzle out in September, or would you rather have the season that they are having right now with the pitching that we have, and then catch fire at the last half, and then make it pretty interesting going into the last part? Now, to tie in with that, now the what-if scenario, if we take these next two series, who would you trade to help shore up the bullpen so we can go ahead and make that run in the back half? I'll hang up and I'll let you guys talk about that.
Man, I mean, the formula that won a World Series was you start the season red hot, then you kind of go on a little bit of a struggle bus there in the second half, but then you find your game again and you go on and win a World Series. Now, this year, obviously, I would take the other side of it because we know the first half has been bad. But I think I would rather the first scenario. I think if you get out to a head start, it's just going to give you that cushion that you need to be able to bounce back. And then in terms of it really just depends on who the bullpen arm is. I don't know that they would trade necessarily anybody on the big league club unless it's an expiring deal. Like Tyler Malley was a guy that certainly would have been on there. John Gray is another name because I think that they might have to give up some salary to be able to make a trade for somebody unless they're cheap. Otherwise, you're probably looking at somebody down on the farm, and that really would just depend on whoever the team that you're trading with has their eye for it, because there's a lot of different options there in AA and AAA that the Rangers could be selling.
Yeah, I will definitely take the scenario where they get hot. And I understand it because this time of year you want to have a good baseball team because that's really all you got to cling on a day-to-day basis. But the idea of having an opportunity at a playoff run and a really fun August and September, I would go ahead and take that for sure. Great call, though. Lucius, who's next?
Let's go to CJ in Mansfield. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, CJ?
Hey, guys. I'm having a little St. Arnold's Banger IPA, nice. And it's a 9.5, so it is a banger. I'm sitting out here in the pool today. I'm normally railing on the Cowboys and Jerry, but I'm going to give them a pass until at least training camp starts here in a couple of weeks. But I'm thinking, I heard you guys talking about the Wild Wild West, which is the NCAA transfer portal that it's become here the last couple of days. You had an interview with Ari Kempton the other day, and I had a couple of thoughts on that. I mean, number one, I agree with Deion Sanders about maybe having some kind of a salary cap, whether you did it by class or the total team. And something's going to have to happen because eventually you're going to have all the schools that have the most money. They're going to have the best players. They're just going to dominate college football. That's not
what
really
but that's what we wanted, right?
Did well, we no, not really. No,
we wanted this. We wanted these guys to get paid.
Well, maybe you did. I didn't. But
No, sir.
To an extent.
You cannot say you didn't want them to get paid. You will get in trouble.
With no salary cap, you're going to have the richest schools that are going to have the best athletes.
Go get them.
But my point is here is the transfer, the actual transfer, the act of it. My thought is, I had a discussion with my brother-in-law who's a D1 athlete. His thought and my thought, too, was to go back to not the old days where you had to sit out a year when you transferred. You get one freebie. So you go, you commit to a school, you go to that school, you get one transfer without having to sit out a year, and you take whatever money the other school gives you or whatever. But after that, the old rules apply, and that keeps these guys from transferring 3, 4, 5 times between schools, where every year the teams, it's kind of gotten crazy.
And yeah, I like that idea personally, because I do think a one-time transfer, cool. Otherwise, I don't want guys that are bouncing around year to year to year to a different school based on situation. So how are we changing our tunes?
You guys, everybody wants these guys to get paid, but when it turns into a Wild West situation, we want rules now.
There's nothing wrong with them getting paid, and then they transfer once, then you put in a regulation they got to sit out if they transfer
again. I'm with you, but now everybody that doesn't have money is standing up bitching. You know what I'm saying? And the teams, I don't hear any Texas alums calling in and saying, man, we need the transfer rule.
Well, Texas
Deion
was bitching because they lost out on
Deion
that tackle
Sanders
that went to Tech because Tech paid
Colorado,
him more money.
Deion Sanders realizes at Colorado, he had to fight to get his money, his extension.
Yeah.
There's no more money. There's no more money. He's not going to be able to go get guys. So, you know, we can't have it both ways. We can't sit here as college football and say, pay these guys. And I'm with everybody. Because I realize that, to me, this is going to turn into whoever has the most money is going to buy the most players.
Sure.
But the teams that can evaluate the best are going to be able to do this.
Yeah.
Texas Tech should not even be in this conversation. But what do? They've got a billionaire.
They have a big-time donor.
They've got a donor. And now, all of a sudden, they're in play. And that's good. Good for Tech. They realize this. But every one of you MFers are sitting here telling me that you now want to change the rules. Because, whoa, we got to pay the players. Yeah, players need to be paid. But then when your school gets effed because you got no players and your football team sucks, I don't want to hear you crying anymore.
Yeah, I think we can still pay the players, but they didn't have any rules, regulations.
That's what we wanted.
Yeah, and we're still going to get what we wanted. Players are still going to get paid here. But eventually there will be a more – they will figure out whether it is a salary cap, to Deion's point, but a way to kind of even the pie here to try and keep competitive balance, unless the competitive balance proves it isn't an issue. And I think the playoff will be a good way of determining that, depending on who's in it every single year.
Oh, yeah, you're going to see Texas, Ohio, anybody – and Texas Tech's a player now because they have a guy that's willing to – sold his company, is worth billions of dollars, and he's willing to make that happen. But and Joey McGuire and them are super aggressive with this, and they've got people. They got a kid that leaves Stanford to come play at Texas Tech, one of the best edge rushers in the country. But they paid him. And you know why? Texas Tech ain't going to get the best edge rusher in college football. They're not going to get that guy unless they pay the guy.
Yeah.
So to me, salary caps and all that, it's great. But we didn't talk about all this when – this thing started out.
You can still salary cap.
Pay the players.
Yeah.
We didn't think anything about a salary cap. Now you got a guy standing up there and saying, oh, wait, we need a salary cap because I know my program's got no money. That's why he's saying he ain't got no salary cap. He knows. He goes, I had to fight to get a couple extra million dollars for me and my coaches.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else is coming up with any more money to pay these kids.
All right, who else we got, Lucius?
Let's go to Robbie in Georgetown. Robbie, what are you drinking? What are you thinking, dog?
What's going on, G-Bag Nation? Right now I'm drinking some water because I just picked up the kiddo. So we're in the car, but this is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that we need to catch fire. We're going to Houston. And who other than to catch fire? Right now, the good old Adolis Garcia. Yes. I need two home runs from Dolly. Yes. I need him to fire us up. Have a good time during the All-Star break, and we need to come back and kick some butt. And I've got my kiddo here, Luca. Luca, let's get a Let's Go Rangers. Louder, what? Baby. Let's say, Let's Go Rangers.
Yeah. I love
yeah,
it.
Luca.
Thank you so much for the call. That is awesome. I think you're right. There's something about Adolis Garcia when he sees those Trash Rose jerseys, man. He just goes ahead and goes off. Who is next?
Black and gold, Super Bowl. You in the G-Bag Nation. What are you drinking? What are you thinking, bro?
Yo, what's going on, fellas? Man, I'm driving home, so I'm just drinking some high-quality H2O. But when I do get to the house, I will be sparking up a little Fat Bowl. And I'm thinking that, man, we got, what, less than 2 months till football starts. So I'm starting to get it. It's starting to hit me, man. I'm starting to get excited, looking forward to the season. Still have high hopes for now. And another reason is, I guess for the last two and a half weeks, though, I haven't had no cold beers, no shots. I ain't had no alcohol, man. And just for personal reasons, there's no legal reason, no health reason. I just decided to quit for a little while. But the goal I set for myself is that first game of the season, that's when I'm going to crack open a cold beer. So believe you me, I'll be ready to pop one open since that game starts. And that's it, fellas. Y'all have a great weekend. Oh, before I go, the song I'm going to recommend is Never Been Any Reason by Head East. Y'all have a great weekend, fellas.
Thank you. Thank you, Black and Gold B. We appreciate you, bro.
What a legend. It was great seeing him this week.
It was, man. He is awesome. What you drinking? What you thinking here on 105 Through the Fan? How many do we have left, Lucius? How many more do you think we can get to?
How about Mike? Mike, and one more after Mike. Mike, yeah. Energy Back Nation, what are you drinking? What are you thinking?
Yeah, I'm drinking some cold water and some Powerade. I just got back from Cali. Last week I was over there. I believe I talked to y'all from over there.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, man, boxing, it's ridiculous. I don't know if y'all noticed, but Jake Paul is ranked number 14th in cruiserweight now after his fight. And there's going to be some good fights tomorrow, though. You got Shakur Stevenson and you got the other guy, DeFa Canelo. It's going to be a good card. So, I mean, if y'all be watching boxing, it's going to be a good fight tomorrow. And I can't wait to see Cooper Flag, and when Kyrie comes back to see that combination, it's going to be elite. And y'all have a good, blessed weekend.
You as well, man. Really, really appreciate you. All right, who's going to close us down here on this Friday edition, live from Pickler Universe, of what you're drinking and what you're thinking?
Big Jim, what you drinking? What you thinking, sir?
Yeah.
Well, hey, fellas, just get this out to you. Drinking whiskey. Y'all out there doing all this pickleball. And it's got me thinking about some of the strangest things that I've ever eaten that was pickles. Broadus, I bet you've had a few crazy pickle things in your day. We all, you know, I like a pickled pig's feet. I had some pickled eggs. But, boys, let me tell you, one time I was down driving and pulled in at a gas station. They had a jar of pickled bologna and a jar of pickled turkey gizzards. And let me tell you, the bologna was all right. It could be a bit, I could see where it'd help you if you had a few beers in you, you see. But the gizzards, man, they were pretty freaking good. So I was just thinking about that and wondering what you fellas like, pickled, what you like to eat. Appreciate the work this week. Thank you for the joy, and we'll talk at you soon.
Heck yeah, Big Jim. We appreciate it, brother.
Jim's the man.
That looks disgusting. I just looked it up.
Oh, gosh.
The pickled pig feet. I mean, no. Walchuk did that as a bet payoff.
Yeah,
that was one of the most unappetizing things I've ever seen in my life.
And the smell just, I couldn't get it to go away.
I think they're still in the fridge.
Yeah, they are.
I think they are.
Do you think, do they expire?
I think we threw them away.
No, those got tossed.
Oh, yeah.
Those got tossed. Okay. I couldn't look at them
anymore. They sat in there for a year.
That red-looking juice.
Yeah.
It was really, really bad.
Oh, God, it was bad.
It was bleeping disgusting. All right, Lucius, thank you so much. We got Eric Nadell, your Rangers Hall of Famer, coming up on the other side as we get into the expressway. And then, of course, your G-Bag of the Day and LA Live. That's next in the Nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, the Hall of Famer Eric Nadell set to join us live from Houston here in the G-Bag Nation. Great to have you in as we go commercial-free expressway style to the top of the hour. Brought to you by the on-time experts, G-Bag of the Day, LA Live here on deck. As we broadcast live from the Pickler Universe here in Carrollton, having an outstanding time, and we would love to see you. We're here until 6:30. The turnout's been fantastic. We got the Stella Artois Coldies beer samples. You can have as many of them as you want. They got the pizza on deck as well. So we're having a great time. Pickler Universe here in Carrollton. It's a hot new spot here in the Metroplex, and it is just vastly growing. Every time we come here, they're just adding more and more courts, more and more people, more and more competition, more and more fellowship and community. Pickler Universe in Carrollton, this is a spectacular venue.
Yeah, more and more braces, too. We'll point that out. If you're coming on out to see us, just go ahead and put your knee braces on if you want. You'll fit right in with everybody else playing this sport. It's pretty incredible.
Get you that copper fit, throw it on the knee, throw it on the elbow.
As many copper fits as you can wear is acceptable out here.
No question about it. Pickler Universe in Carrollton here till 6:30. We would love to see you, and you can drink some cold Stella Artois while you hang out and G-bag it up. All right, let's go to the D&M Leasing Hotline and welcome in Eric Nadell, the Hall of Famer, brought to you by Tylock George and TXU Energy. Eric, great to have you in and back, my friend. How's your hiatus been, man? We've missed you.
It's been great. I've been in Montana and Idaho, Glacier National Park, Zootown Music Festival in Missoula, and now I'm ready to rock and roll with the Rangers and the Astros.
Fresh legs, dude. I can hear it in your voice right now. You're going to be absolutely on fire tonight, as you always are. How many El Bombi dong calls are we going to get this weekend, Eric? What's your guesstimate?
You know, you look at the Astros pitching and you always wonder how he does it, but we'll see just how amazing a show he can put on here. Given the way the Ranger offense has been swinging the bats over the course of the last month, really, I'm pretty optimistic.
All right, Hall of Famer. I asked CY this on Monday. He used the word confounding. But for as many Ranger seasons as you've been a part of, is this the most just what the hell is this team? With how good the pitching has been, the lack of hitting, then you get the hitting, you're coming back, you find a way to lose. I don't know what to think about what this 2025 Rangers team is right now.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. You know, in some of my first few years, I remember it being a lot like this, where the Rangers had a great lineup, but they wouldn't hit, and they had, you know, really good starting pitching. They never quite had a good enough bullpen. And then they would get a great run of pitching, but it would never seem to coincide with the great run of hitting. And it seemed that's the way the Rangers were for the 70s and the 80s. And now we've come full circle, and they've been kind of back to that this year. You know, 9.5 games back in the division race, that's pretty far. But, you know, you take 2 out of 3 here, and you're 8.5 back going into the All-Star break. You have 6 games left with Houston in September. Not out of the question. And the Astros are due to go through a cold spell. You know, they haven't really had one this year, other than a bit of a slow start. And I think that, you know, there's going to be an opportunity to gain ground at some point in the second half.
Hey, Eric, when you go back to these venues where you've been and the team has had some success and championship success, does it ever bring back memories of when you're sitting down and settling in and kind of look, you just take a moment to kind of look around and say something, you know, to yourself about that how great that thought was being back in that place?
Yeah, you know, anytime you come here and you see the history of the two teams, and you know, with the Rangers and the Astros going back to interleague play where the team has played each other, and you know, the Killer Bees and all the great players that they had back then, and before that when we weren't having interleague play and they were wheeling out Mike Scott and J.R. Richard and Nolan Ryan in their rotation, and you know, all of the great teams that they've had here, and a lot of their history I don't think we have a real good appreciation for, because they were in the National League. I don't know if that's really what you were getting at with the question or not, but you know, we kind of caught up to the Astros after a period of glory that they'd already had.
Yeah, I was thinking more like with the championship too, you know, with the World Series, you know, with the American League, the Championship Series and stuff like that. I guess I should have phrased it a little bit better for you there, but just that memory of calling those series when the championship, when it was going on.
Oh yeah, and you know what, we stay in the same hotel, and the memories that go through my mind are the Rangers would have a team breakfast every day during the postseason, and we were allowed to go to that, and sitting there in that hotel at the breakfast, you know, all nervous about that night's game, you know, seeing how the players go about their business on a game day. And then coming here and, you know, winning every one of those games here and, excuse me, what they were able to do, you know, to Christian Javier in those games after he had dominated the Rangers during the regular season. Those are some of the memories that stand out. As I wrote my lineup in today and wrote down Evan Carter, 8 in center field, I immediately thought of the play that he made out in left center field, sure, you know, by the garage doors where he was playing left. You know, wondering if Wyatt Langford will have an opportunity to make a similar play, you know, like that sometime in this series, since Carter will be in center and Langford will be in left.
Eric Nadel with us here on The Fan, brought to you by Tylock George and TXU Energy. Eric, it is a Friday. What you drinking, what you thinking, my friend?
Well, here in Houston, in the press dining room, they have one of those, I call it a suicide machine, one of those drink machines where you can punch up just about any drink in the Coca-Cola brand, including all of the Minute Maid varieties.
Yeah.
And I am a real big fan of the sugar-free Minute Maid lemonade and fruit punch and limeade. And I like to make a suicide mix of a variety of those fruity, sugar-free lemonades. So that's what I've been drinking since I got here at 2:30 today. And what I'm thinking is the Rangers, you know, absolutely have to win this series if they're going to really go into the second half of the season thinking they have a chance of catching the Astros. You got to win 2 out of 3, get to within 8.5. If you lose 2 out of 3, you're 10.5 back. Mm. You know, if you happen to get swept, you know, well, forget about it. You're 12 and a half back. If you happen to sweep them, well, all of a sudden you're very much in it. You're 6.5 back. And, you know, I am not one to put a whole lot of importance on any one series in the middle of the season, which is where we are. But I'm going to make an exception for this series.
Amen, dude. We're with you 100%. Let's go get 2 of 3. Maybe bust out a broomstick. That would be fantastic. Eric, it's great to have you back, my friend. Have a great weekend out there, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Yes, sir. There he goes, the Hall of Famer. Eric Nadel with us here in the G-Bag Nation, live from Pickler Universe in Carrollton. We are commercial-free to the top of the hour. We'll get you LA Live here in a few minutes. But right now, into the Pimp Cup we go for a Friday edition of the G-Bag of the Day.
Hey, everyone. Nolan Ryan here. Hey, everyone. You guys mentioned Nolan Ryan, and Carter and I were just doing Nolan Ryan impersonation. Hey, everyone. Nolan Ryan. Hello.
Hey, everyone. Nolan Ryan here.
Hey, everyone. Nolan Ryan.
Hey, everyone. Nolan Ryan here. We all need to work together.
All right. All right, let's get into this G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan, 5:30-ish. If you see anything floating out there, hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media. That is L-U-C-I-O-U-S. Lucius Alexander on Facebook. And you can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner right here, Day 2, Champion Audio, Brian Broadus, with a really long question.
Hey, Jared, maybe it's me just kind of thinking this, and I don't know if it's true or not, but you're there every night, and I listen to you every night with the broadcast. Are the Rangers having problems with the bottom of opponents' lineups of getting those guys out?
Yeah, well, last night they did.
I know it's probably a weird question to ask, but why do I feel like that the last few games and stuff that we've seen some issues with, they haven't been able to get 7, 8, 9. I know last night 7 and 8 were a big problem, but I was just wondering is there something I'm missing there? I'm trying to kind of feel like that why is the bottom of the lineup, like, because I was listening to you last night, you're like, well, here's the 212 hitter, and all of a sudden it's base hit, you know, and you're like I'm going, damn, you know, Jared's trying to tell us there's a possibility here that they can get a ground ball and play this thing. They're playing in the middle of the infield for two and that kind of stuff. And I just feel like, why is the bottom of the lineup killing me right now?
Yeah, no, you're right.
Maybe it's just this one game, but I just kind of felt like there's been other games where they just haven't gotten through that part.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's great. So I did keep a tally of the yes.
Okay.
I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times Jared tried to jump in there and say something.
I keep being surprised, thinking it's about to end.
Yes.
And then there is more.
Yeah.
It's really special.
Yes, it really is. Reminds me of like KT's drop interviews.
Yeah. Well, I mean, sometimes I'm like, is this AI Broadus? Like, it sounds like Bobby's AI.
Yeah, it does.
You know, it's funny though when he I guess as I was asking the question,
he's about to give us play by play.
I kept feeling like that he was, yeah, but he wasn't. I didn't know what his answer. He didn't immediately give me an answer. It was like,
you weren't sure he was ready.
He was thinking, like, I was kind of giving him time to think about it, but I guess it was too much. Yeah, it was.
Okay, our one up here, let me see what we got. Let's go to Big 12 Media Days.
Yeah.
Coach Prime, he was giving some love to Michael Irvin, and then the presser started, and the Athletic was the first one up with a question, and he hit them with the Heisman because they be printing bull jive.
First and second of all, I forgot, where's Mike Irvin, the playmaker? He came here with me today. Man, I love you to life, man. I just want you to know that. I want to tell everybody in front of every, I love you to life. I really do. Thank you. Don't make me cry up here. Thank you for being you, man. I really do. Boy, I love you. Let's go.
Center, left, in the back.
David Ubben with The Athletic.
Coach, what's have been the challenges of your health issues, and what did an average day look like for you?
Athletic, sometimes y'all be on that bull jump, so I'm really not going to tell you much.
All right.
You know that. But I'm not here to talk about my health. I'm here to talk about my team.
My man said, all right.
All right. Hey, I did my job, bro. I had to ask one question. You don't want to answer? That's not my problem.
Hey, you did enough right there for me, Coach. Appreciate it.
My work is done here.
You did enough for me.
That's great.
All right, let's see what else we got. Now, this isn't one, but they're saying this Kentucky Wildcat basketball player, Jaden Quaintance. I believe it's Quaintance. Jaden Quaintance. They said he's the next Carl Anthony Towns.
Oh.
Yeah. Hold on. Let's see one.
Are there any games in particular, like, oh, this is, I'm looking forward to this game, can't wait for this game, kind of thing?
Well, Louisville, I'm really excited for the energy that's going to be in that game. That's always a fun one. And all the fans look forward to it, so I'm looking forward to that game for sure.
Oh, no.
Move out the way.
God.
Is he a big man?
He's a big man, too.
He's
boss.
A big. Oh,
that's incredible.
Yeah. See what else we got. You, this is you, Eric. This probably isn't one either, but you sneezed right into the mic the other day, bro. And I was like, that's crazy.
Oh, no.
You sneezed directly into the mic. I don't know if you meant to do that on purpose, but them mics need to be burned, whichever one you was using, bro. Listen to this.
Ruben, what do you think? You guys going to be able to pull it off this year? You going to win the Big 12?
I'm going to tell you right now, and again, I took umbrage with him not having KU as a dark.
You bro, what are you thinking, bro?
I do remember that now. I don't know what's happened. I think as soon as the veil has been pulled with the burping into the mic, which I'm glad that we can all kind of rally behind. Mm. I don't know. Maybe the sneeze. Maybe I shouldn't have invited the sneeze into that.
Yeah, that sounds real juicy.
There's a lot of. I thought it was maybe just a crosstalk thing. You're like maybe thought the mic was off or.
No, I knew the mic was on. It was a conscious decision. split second, but conscious. And I'd like to apologize for that.
Bro, Fred came in with a whole lot of energy, didn't he?
Yeah, that was so loud.
God.
What do you think? Are you guys going to be able to pull it off this year? Are you going to win the Big 12?
I'm going to tell you right now, and again, I took umbrage with him not having KU as a...
He even had the hop and the chew, bro.
The sneeze felt like it had to match Fred's energy level.
That was a teaching tape sneeze right there.
That was crazy. All right, let's see. Do we got time?
Yeah, let's pay one more. It's up to you.
Yeah, this is your time, bro.
Yeah, all right. These little kids be cussing when they play video games. You ever played in video games? You play live and the kids are on there cussing in the little rooms.
Man. And you can tell they're like 8 years old.
They're babies. They're babies. They have little baby voices still. It squeaks and everything, and they're just cussing up a storm. This mom jumped on to record these kids cussing and, you know, try to put them in check, and she got fussed out.
Y'all messing with me, cussing and shit. I'm grown as shit. I wanna hear your little ass kids cussing. Shut the fuck up.
You a grown ass woman playing Fortnite, bitch. Go go and cuss in the kitchen, bitch. Go fix me a sandwich, bitch.
Dropping B words.
He said, go fix me a sandwich.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's what we're playing Fortnite.
Yeah, we mess with us. We playing Fortnite. All right, that's it. Let's go.
That's incredible. All right, is it the one-time champ Brian brought us the long, crappy, interrupting question? Is it a record-setting question? The Big 12 Media Day, Coach Prime. Is it this is not one, of course, but Kentucky basketball player might be the next Carl Anthony Towns. Also not one, my egregious sneeze. Or is it the gamer kids cussing their balls off? Broadus, if it's my vote, you're going to remain the champion, my friend. Lucius, what say you?
Oh, Broadus for sure. That's amazing.
All right. 2-0, Mulchuk.
I love the bull jive from Dion. That's an awesome, awesome line. Give me prime time.
Okay, 2-1, Broadus.
Hey, I was thinking about that. I'm sorry. Sorry to cut you off right there. Carter and I were talking about this, too. He says bull junk in order to, you know, stay away from a curse word, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But bull junk it's not a replacement. It doesn't describe what the curse word is.
Pretty true.
Yeah.
It's not bull dung.
Yeah.
He should go bull dung there.
Yeah, yeah. He should.
Bull dung.
Boo boo. That is boo boo.
That's a great point. Great clarification. Broadus, what is your vote?
Yeah, we're going to vote for bull dung, and we're going to make you guys make another poll.
I don't like that at all.
Yeah.
I don't like that at all.
All right. We're going to keep doing this until you vote this thing off. I'm going to keep making you make a poll.
I like making polls.
At Zach Wolchuk on Twitter, go ahead and vote. Yeah. Who's your G-Bag of the Day champion? Is it Prime or is it Broadus? We stay in the Pim Cup on a Friday. LA Live.
Tell you what, man. The people love that when Broadus is not going anywhere. The people love it, bro. All right, let's get into a Friday, a feel-good Friday edition of LA Live. What are you getting ready to say, bro?
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All good, sir.
Okay.
He's so embarrassed.
Right into the great Rick James.
Let me just
write you fast.
Because I was watching and
fire up this funk.
That was Rick James. Yeah. I was watching Rick James.
It'll make you dance to some of everything.
Here we go.
Everybody get high.
Miranda, come here real quick. Come here. Hurry, please. Please hurry. This is very crucial. Seriously. This is from Old Navy. What's underneath? It looks like it's from Victoria's Secret. What are we wearing, Rick? What are you wearing? Letting these people wear around here? 63. I'm sorry?
Aren't you wearing jeans?
Yes, and I have a thong on. What's the problem?
What?
Come here. What's wrong?
I don't understand why you're picking on me.
I'm not picking on you. You're right there on camera one.
Three.
You're
on camera nine. Do the weather.
Ooh, sassy. I like it. I like it sassy. Come on, people. It's 12:30.
That is a wild-ass weatherman that is still working currently right now. His name is Mark Mathis. And I was looking, I asked Carter, I said, Google that man's name up, put weatherman beside it, see if cocaine took him out the game or something. See if his little heart exploded on him. Like, damn, he's still out here working. Now he is. That was said when he was in Charlotte at the time, WCBC Fox weatherman Mark Mathis. He's got a whole highlight clips of him out there just going crazy on the mics.
Wow.
Anyway, yeah.
I see his face right now.
Wild guy right there, bro.
He's got the Rex Ryan teeth going. He's got the old school Brian Broaddus LSU coaching days glasses.
Oh, he does.
And then he's got a pretty epic dye job on the hair.
No, Rex Ryan teeth, bro. That's when you know you made that money when them teeth is that big.
Yeah.
You done made that money, boy.
It's a flex.
All right, this is LA Live for Friday, July 11th, 2025. It is a feel-good Friday here at LA Live. Yes, folks, we made it. Another wild-ass week of 2025 in the books, and it was scary out there this week. Scary, scary, scary. But now let's enjoy this weekend safely. Avoid the law dogs. Y'all know the deal. Hey, for real, Eddie. And that fool that's running from the law dogs, they haven't found him yet? What's his name, Song?
No.
Ain't got Song yet?
Nope, Song's still available.
They coming for you, Song. Run, girl.
Run.
Run, girl. Avoid the law dogs, because if you get arrested tonight, you will not see the judge until Monday, all right? Mind your speeds out here. You can't go too fast and too slow. Be aware, man. Don't drink and drive. Keep your emotions in check. I've been teaching my son about emotions as of late. I said, man's got to keep his emotions in check. Man's got to master his emotions.
That's right.
I'd like to see him crashing out. He would like to crash out a little bit. He gets all mad and angry and start huffing and puffing. Boy, get yourself together. Man, for real. And he's drinking his Parmesan. You ever heard of Parmesan?
No.
His little buddy he hangs with has got him drinking Parmesan. I'm talking about hobo liquor, dog. Hobo liquor. And he's getting all angry. It's like, get your life together, man.
It's not as bad as that Taka Vodka, right?
Taka Vodka?
Kentucky Deluxe?
No, it's like T-A-A-N-K-A, Taka Vodka.
Oh.
It's in a plastic bottle. You're drinking that, man. You're down.
You're down it out, bro. You're rotten. My dad calls it gut rot. You're drinking that gut rot right there.
You're getting change out of your ashtray to go get that is what you're doing.
Yeah, I remember I got caught drinking some cheap alcohol one time from my dad.
Dad kicked your ass.
Boy, I had it in the trunk, man, and I totally forgot that bottle was in the darn trunk, and he went out there to go get the axe because I was doing some other stuff, and he opened up that trunk, and next thing you know, I seen him from the outside of the window holding up the bottle. I'm like, oh, crap, here he comes. And I hear him walk all the way to my room. He busted that thing open and said, Who bought this cheap ass liquor? It was McCormick's in that plastic bottle.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
McCormick. Who's cheap ass liquor is this? Don't drink no cheap ass liquor like this here. Yeah, I don't want to see you on Dallas, Texas TV or DFW scanner this weekend. In other words, do not crash out, folks. Here's a weekend warning.
This weekend safety briefing. Do not add to the population. Do not subtract from the population.
I'll be the one.
Do not end up in the hospital, newspaper, or jail. If you do end up in jail, establish dominance quickly.
Yay. Hey, yeah, baby. Hey. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Did y'all see the electronic musician named Dan Deacon do the Star Spangled Banner at Camden Yards in Baltimore?
Yeah, Eric was talking about
Ruben,
this.
Ruben was telling me about it, and I said, well, did you send it to Lucius? So I've waited to actually listen to this.
It's pretty cool. He's got the talk box. I think he's using the talk box. Darren, what's the guard?
Hey, man, who's the guitar guy that does the talk box?
We got Roger Troutman that made it.
Yeah, Frampton.
Frampton, thank you. Thank you, brother. That's what I'm talking about, baby.
Frampton.
Brother, you was in the moment right there. You were in the moment, bro. Yes.
Do you feel like I do?
Yes, Frampton and...
Frampton comes alive.
Yes. And Roger Troutman, they made that famous. But yeah, this man right here did it to sing the Star Spangled Banner in Baltimore. Listen to this.
Today, we are pleased to welcome Baltimore electronic musician Dan Deacon, who will now perform the Star Spangled Banner.
By the way, they come to the audience, right? And there's like dudes, like it was in World War II and everything, missing limbs with their hands over their heart as this song is playing.
What is happening?
Alright, that's enough. That was pretty cool.
That's insane.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I gotta think Sergeant Seymour Wiener is literally rolling in his grave right now.
Nobody's seen more butts than you, Uncle Tony.
All right. Let me end this off with some news bloopers here for you guys.
Yeah.
Gonna get a hell yeah, hell yeah.
So I'll start it off with a news blooper. I just like to let you know that we're going to do some news bloopers in here. Let's go to CW39 in Houston. They have a weather report for you fellas.
We are 20% chance of rain about that time. So, yeah, swipe the bra off.
Okay, thank you.
What?
Did you say bra?
Wait!
Did you say bra?
Oh my God, she said swipe the bra off.
I mean, that's a cackle right there.
Oh, wait!
Got him.
Oh, guys with the Yeti cup.
Yes, a Yeti cup. They day drinking.
They're day drinking.
Day drinking for sure.
Yeah, that's a flower mound,
Mom. Day drinking in Houston.
All right, let's go to Fox 10, AZAM. This dude they interviewed enjoys going to water parks. They just opened it up for the summer. Watch out.
It was fantastic. Look, I only came here to do two things, embarrass my kids and meet single moms, so I'm out.
What a bar. What a mic drop.
That dude is a badass.
Oh, my gosh. Hope he doesn't have, like, a corporate job or something.
Yeah.
What do you think, Broadus? If he doesn't work out at the water park, maybe come to Pickler Universe?
Maybe.
Same game plan.
They got that
go ahead
down.
And strike in. Don't strike out. Good.
Oh, my man. My man Brian taking care of me here from Stella.
Yeah, I'll take some. we'll take some cases.
Hey, Lucius.
We're trying to get rid of them. We got
Lucius, I got you 12-pack of Stella.
Oh, shoot, man.
It'll be waiting for you after vacay.
Yeah, it'll be waiting for you.
Oh, that's right, vacay.
Yep. No. Let's go to Fox 51, Gainesville, where the anchor just gave up on the tease.
And if you head to the beach this summer, you'll learn how your we'll be right back.
I know the feeling, ma'am.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, we got another traffic report right here. I think this is Central Texas, Austin area.
Es que afectan la CRR otra vez.
La 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 for you. Yeah. Okay, now I saved this one particularly for Eric. It's a poo story.
Oh,
every time I see a poo story, I think of you, Eric. I tell you what.
You have no idea how much that means to me, Lucius.
When you think of toilets, think of me.
Yeah. Walk by the diaper aisle, and there's Eric's picture there.
Jeez.
Now, we're going to Vermont for this situation. WCAX CBS3. A reporter fumbles right out the gate when they're talking about this poo story. It's going to be a little long, just a little bit, but it's worth it.
Well, growing pee from plants.
Growing plants from pee.
Oh.
Hold on. First of all, he fumbled out the gate, bro. He fumbled out the gate.
Growing pee.
And she was disgusted with him, like, oh, God, get it together.
Well, growing pee from plants.
Growing plants from pee.
Oh, pee from plants. There you go.
It might sound outlandish, but it is gaining traction in the Green Mountains. Our Sophia Thomas joins us live in studio to tell us how. Yeah, I don't think that tech is quite there yet, John and Alessa, but if you've used one of these orange porta-potties, your pee was transformed into plant food. That's thanks to the porta-potty company, Wasted. The Williston-based business developed the one-of-a-kind potty in 2020. Their porta-potties collect pee from standing users, but their newest tech works for seated users too, with a ramp that sends pee down a tube while solids are separated using a conveyor belt. Wasted then removes nutrients from your pee, creating powdered and liquid plant fertilizer. The owners say it turns heads, but customers lean into it once they learn it doesn't smell like pee and returns vital nutrients back to nature.
We're giving people permission to talk about pee and poo in a cool way, because we're doing something cool with it and something that every single human can participate in.
Yeah, I had to leave that last guy right there. I left that just for you, bro. Trying to talk about pee and poo in a cool way, you know, because we're doing something great.
We need to mix that into the restroom revelations.
We're saving the world here.
That is amazing.
Well, permission to talk.
Hold on, we're giving people permission.
We're giving people permission to talk about pee and poo in a cool way, because we're doing something cool with it and something that every single human can participate in.
Come on, bro. That is an intro for your restroom revelations right there,
Jim,
man.
That's incredible, bro. Thank you for that.
Yep. What else I got? I got a whole lot of clips, but I don't have a whole lot of time. What is this? Louisville, Kentucky, WDRB News. Reporter was doing a live hit when a man fell right next to him. Kind of like our broadcast this week at their shell shack.
I'm about to say.
My man had his birthday and fell, you know, right in front of you guys on the live broadcast. Well, this reporter was doing a live hit. Man fell right next to him. And the guy recognized the reporter. So he said hello while he was on the ground.
Once the lightning risk had moved past to resume a little bit earlier, and I think this is going to pay dividends. Whoa. Whoa.
Hey, Mark.
Are you all right, buddy? So,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Hi, Mark. My man fell to the ground,
damn,
bro, and recognized the reporter. Hey, hi, Mark. How you doing?
Are you all right, buddy?
To resume a little bit earlier, and I think this is going to pay dividends. Whoa. Whoa.
Hey, Mark.
Are you all right, buddy? So,
yeah.
Hey, Mark. Hey, Mark.
What a dweeb. What a real life dweeb.
Well, hey, man.
Yeah, hey, man. All right. Here we go. Hey. Y'all be safe this weekend. I'll see you in a week. My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be back, Lord willing, in the creek. Don't rise. It's fight night, y'all. Let's go. Fight night. It was a good fight weekend. Like my man said, it's a great fight weekend. He's 100% correct about that. I holla. Peace.
Thank you so much. LA Live every day at 5:40-ish when Lucius is here. I don't think there's any way to replicate this when he's not. But, hey, we'll get the General Gavin Dawson back on Monday. I'll assume he's probably going to put this on the time sheet, on the show sheet, but we'll see. Around the bases coming up on the other side. The Home Run Derby field is final. And we get you ready for this Sunday's Major League Baseball draft. That is next on In the G-Bag Nation. And I'll tell you who won. G-Bag of the Day as well. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge went a blast.
Oh my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.